And now dictation for Mary Spanseller, S-P-O-N-S-E-L-L-E-R, April 1, 1940. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, a follow-up for Mary, advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with family, she's hard of hearing, comes in a wheelchair, 3 small meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, chronic chest pain but not on activity, chronic dyspnea at rest as well as on activity, uses oxygen 3 liters and CPAP machine at night, no purulent material hemoptysis, doing salt fluid restriction, stable edema, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the metoprolol, losartan, nitrates, Lasix, anticoagulation with Eliquis, next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 206, hard of hearing, normal speech, tongue cough, no severe respiratory distress, distant breast sounds, bronchitis, distant heart tones, no pericardial rap, morbid obesity, 4+ edema from the toes to the lower chest. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.5, present GFR 18, stage 4, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin low, anemia at 8, normal white blood cell platelet, large red blood cells 102, ferritin in the low side 60 with a saturation 19%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Underlying diabetes and hypertension, probably diabetic nephropathy. Small kidneys, 7.8 on the right, 9 on the left, without obstruction or urinary retention, incidental simple cysts on the right side. She is not interested to dialysis. Anemia with macrocytosis. We're going to replace iron. Injectafer, I-N-J-E-C-T-A-F-E-R, 2 doses a week apart. She has underlying COPD. Respiratory failure on oxygen and sleep apnea on CPAP machine. She does have gross proteinuria, but no nephrotic range. Willing to proceed with iron replacement, as that might help her chronic dyspnea. Chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 3-4 months.